day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, yesterday with Antonio Mercurello, we had a discussion about this new legislation. Fundamentally, here's the heading: Queensland landlords stripped of automatic refusal on pets in rental properties. That's what they say is going to happen. Landlords will no longer be allowed to refuse pets in rental properties without a reason deemed valid by the state government. Look, this is quite complex. Last night, everyone was seemingly discussing it on TV. So, oh, isn't it wonderful? People with animals now have got all these rights and they can have no problems getting access to rental properties. Well, really, this is interesting because it was brought up yesterday by Antonia that there could be real issues here. Now, it says here that legislation gives tenants experiencing domestic violence the right to end a lease with a week's notice. That's going to be welcomed, I presume, by all. They'll also be able to change the locks on the property without consent from the landlord. But the issue that she did raise was, well, if there's a whole lot of owners out there going to take advantage at the moment of the rising price of their properties, are they going to put up with issues that might come as a result of people particularly bringing dogs to their properties, the damage they might be doing to the garden or whatever, the barking issue, which means more complaints, etc. So there might be any number of owners say, oh, no, I'm fed up with this. I'm going to offload that property. What does that mean? Well, the people moving into the rental property will convert it to a non-rental property. They'll be living in it themselves, which makes the rental situation potentially even tighter. Now, Tim Mander has brought this matter up. He's the member for Everton. He's the Shadow Minister for Housing and Public Works, and he's on the line. G'day, Tim.
G'day, John.
Last night, I think the celebration in the coverage of this on television was all about the rights of people with dogs. But as Antonia pointed out yesterday, there's another aspect to this. If owners of those rental properties say, oh, it's all too hard now, they might sell up and make the rental situation even tighter than it is.
That is exactly right, John. I mean, look, the LNP supported the bulk of the reforms that have been brought in. It's important, with 30% of the population in the state renting, that people have a property that's safe, that's secure, and you know they have a good relationship with their landlord. But often in these debates, the landlords get demonised. And I said in my contribution to the debate that there's very few tenants that do the wrong thing. There's a minority of tenants that do the wrong thing. And there's a minority of landlords that do the wrong thing, and we shouldn't demonise either. But it's important that we get the balance right. And there were two issues that we had. You've mentioned one, that is about pets. So it's our belief, the LNP's belief, that you know, in the end, the property owner, the landlord, should have the right to decide whether they have pets or not. Now, many landlords currently allow pets. And that's something that the tenants would negotiate, you know, with the owner of the property. But to now flip the onus the other way, where the landlord really has to have a very good reason to reject the application for a pet, we think is not right and can have unintended consequences. Now, I'm an animal lover, but, you know, I also know that I've been into houses where I walk through the door and you know that there's an animal that is in the house because of the odour, because of other things, and some property owners don't want that.
Yeah.
And there's cost associated with cleaning properties after, if you know, when people move on, when there's damage caused or if damage is caused by animals. So we believe that was going too far, and now the property owner has to go through quite a rigmarole if they don't want pets on their property. And as you said, the unintended consequence with this is if you put too many unfair impositions on property owners, landlords, guess what? They just won't rent.
Yeah.
And if they don't rent in the current climate where we only have 1.5% vacancy rate in rental properties, and if it's below 2.5, that's 2.5 is regarded as rental stress.
Yes.
It's going to make it more difficult for tenants. So it's actually going to potentially disadvantage tenants in the future.
Well, up here, in fact, it was pointed out to me off here yesterday by one real estate lady who said it's actually, in her view, below 1% here in Cairns. It is so tight to get accommodation up here. So if you had a few owners up here putting their homes onto the market, it's going to be absolutely crippling. Look, there's the other aspect too, and to the local council, to their credit, Tim, are now advertising for people, take your dog out. If you're going to take it for a walk, it's got to be on a lead. This is just ridiculous. They're attacking other dogs. Some dogs are getting maimed. Some dogs are getting killed, and they're attacking people as well. Put them on a lead or you're going to get fines. That's terrific, but they're not addressing the barking issue, and I'm getting complaints all the time from people now that the soaring numbers of dog ownership because of the high break and enter rate up here means that now you've got this cacophony of barking all through the day while their owners at work or whatever. Even when they come home, they don't seem to be interested in intervening. So I'm hoping the council will start advertising that matter as well. Get something done about your non-stop barking out in the suburbs, because it's driving people absolutely crazy.
Well, John, I've had personal experience of that with a barking dog next door to my house. Mate, I've never had more mental torture in my life. Mm. It went from basically daylight right through to the night.
Yeah.
And I'll give credit to the council. You know, I live in Brisbane, the Brisbane City Council. They did address the issue. But, oh, man, it is murder. And I could totally understand it. And it's irresponsible from the pet owners as well.
Exactly. No, I'm glad we've had this discussion, because it highlights the other aspect to this these changes, and they still perhaps will need, well, some trimming and maybe more urgent attention. And I don't think we'll ever see them withdrawn entirely, but they may need modification, you think, Tim?
I do think they need modification. Yeah. I do think we need to make sure that we look at the rights of property owners as well. It's just got to get the right balance. And I think most landlords are very reasonable. It's in their best interest to have long-term tenants.
Of course.
You know, occasionally you'll get somebody to do the wrong thing, like you get with any group of people, but they are in the minority. And we just think that in this particular aspect, the balance is not there.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, Tim. Thank you. Tim Mander, he's the Shadow Minister for Housing and Public Works. And here's the LNP member for the seat of Everton. There it is. Now the time is coming up to 12 to 10. Have no-